Writing Home, an antidote to feeling stranded, is a collection of videos the Nelson Arts Festival has commissioned from Kiwi writers living here and overseas. The writers were invited to think about the idea of home, particularly of being apart from those they love, and to share a poem or an excerpt from one of their works. The Nelson Arts Festival is one of the arts sector's recent COVID casualties, with most of the programs sadly having to be cancelled. But this show can go on online. Well, two of the Writing Home writers, Paula Morris and Rajorshi Chakraborty, are with us now. Kia ora, Paula, I'll start with you. Welcome to the program.
Kia ora, Lynn.
Were you given a very clear brief by Kerry, who was the organiser of what was wanted for this, or was it kind of open slather?
I think we were given quite a lot of freedom. And for me, it was really thinking about whether I wanted to talk about my own life or that of the writer Robin Hyde, because I worked on a long essay about her last year called, and that was made into a book called Shining Land, Looking for Robin Hyde, with the photographer Haru Samashima. But in the end, I decided to adapt an excerpt from my long-form essay on coming home that I published in 2015 after returning to New Zealand after 30 years.
Yes, such a long time. I was watching your video of that. And interesting for somebody like you who had spent time overseas to feel, I mean, whether how you feel about feeling stranded. I mean, are you home and comfortable and relaxed, or is part of you still overseas, part of you still adrift perhaps?
That's a very good question. I don't think I'm ever comfortable and relaxed. And of course, I never really anticipated, as nobody did, being quite as stranded here back home because of COVID. So I realised at some point, maybe earlier this year, that I hadn't spent such a long stretch in New Zealand without leaving since I was a teenager. And it was quite an unusual feeling. And it does make you, I suppose, really think about where you belong and where you live and the choices you make. It's just very strange times, and I imagine a number of us are having that conversation with ourselves.
Has this been a welcome distraction to be involved, Paula? I mean, how has the lockdowns been for you and the restrictions?
Well, some aspects of lockdown I really like, not having to dash around from meeting to meeting, being able to spend more time at home. But as you were saying earlier, so many of our literary festivals have had to cancel or downsize or reduce to just a few online events. And that's been a really sad loss, not just for writers and publishers, but also for readers around the country. And I particularly feel for people who have their first books out that came out last year or this year during various lockdowns, and were anticipating being able to participate in festivals, and now have far fewer chances to reach out to audiences about their books. For me, my life is the same crazy thing, though I could do without, I'm on a Zoom call now, but I could do without quite so many Zoom calls in my life. But the main thing is I am vaccinated and we are relatively safe. And I do feel for the many people who are struggling with economic uncertainty as well as health uncertainty at this time.
As a writer, I mean, this is what you do at moments of inspiration, but also of stress and trying to think things through. Paula, are you finding yourself writing in any way about the pandemic, or are you finding solace by not writing about it, you know, escape through your writing?
I don't think I write about it very much at all, actually. The novel, which I'm determined to finish this summer, is actually set in 2016 and the months leading up to the Brexit vote. So COVID is not part of the landscape at all. So I don't think I really am choosing to include it in anything I'm working on. It just makes the practical considerations of research and writing more difficult. It's become an issue, as you probably hear from a number of writers, for people writing realist books. As soon as you set something, you know, from the beginning of 2020 on, COVID is in play, no matter where your book is set in the world. So I imagine many writers are struggling to incorporate it or thinking of ways to address it in their writing. But at the moment, I'm not one of them.
You mentioned Robin Hyde before, Paula, and you say in your video as part of Writing Home that you are clearly fascinated by Robin's life, and you're working on a sequel to your book. What aspects of her life will you cover?
Before he died earlier this year, I got to meet and spend time with Derek Challis, who is Robin Hyde's son. And it was his dream and that of his wife, Lynn, that that the letters that Robin Hyde sent back from her big, large, final trip away from New Zealand, which took her to Hong Kong and to China, where she reported on or experienced the front line with the invading Japanese army, and then to England, which is where she made her last stand in many sad ways. They were very keen for these letters to be published, and Hara and I have been talking back and forth about ways we can really explore that big trip she took and the people she met and the things she witnessed and the effect it had on her as a person and as a writer. So I was hoping to be able to, for example, go down to the Alexander Turnbull to look through other letters, but that seems quite impossible now because those of us in Auckland are obviously don't want to be spreading our particular brand of COVID to the rest of the country. But I'm very excited about the possibilities of working on it and really want to explore the impact that big journey had on her. And for many New Zealanders, as you know, of previous generations, as well as this one, traveling overseas makes them reflect on many things to do with where they come from, as well as the places they go. And for Robin Hyde, I think it was particularly impactful because she realized what was going to happen in the Pacific if the war in China was not ended. And of course, she was quite right in that.
I mean, she loomed large in our history, but it feels like there's still a lot to discover about Robin. She's been written about and, you know, there'll be essays galore on her. But I hear the excitement in your voice that maybe there is a lot more to learn.
Yeah, and I would really encourage your listeners to not just talk about her, but to read her work and not just stop with The Godwits Fly, her famous novel, very much based on her own youth and various traumatic things that happened, but to read Passport to Hell, which is her book about World War One, particularly one person who was a survivor of the trenches in both Gallipoli and in France. And it's a fantastic, really visceral account of life for the ordinary soldier in World War One. And also The Dragon Rampant, not her chosen title, but the book she wrote in London in haste to alert people to what was going on in China. Unfortunately, to her despair, she found out no one was really interested. The Spanish Civil War was still going on, was in its last days, and then the big war in Europe was looming, and that's all anyone cared about. And they were not particularly interested what was happening in the East.
Paula, thank you very much. Great to talk to you. We were trying to get Raj, but we haven't been able to connect, unfortunately. We'll talk to him in the future. But Paula and Raj are two of the writers involved in Writing Home, An Antidote to Feeling Stranded.